Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to talk about the will of God. The will of God. You know, Luke 22:40, Jesus is experiencing, he's telling his disciples. This is so interesting, you know, because this is Jesus here we're talking about, Jesus.
Right.
He tells other disciples that on the night that he's going to be arrested, okay, he's going to be arrested, he said, pray that you will not fall into temptation. And Jesus was earnest in his request and was on the eve of the single greatest thing anyone has ever done. I mean, just think about this. He's gathering his disciples and he's saying, y'all need to pray.
Yeah.
Y'all need to pray here, okay? Because this is on the eve of the single greatest thing that has ever been done in the world at that time and in any time ever, okay? Any future event. And he was soon approaching the day that he would take upon himself every sin that has ever been committed and every sin that would be committed in the future.
Huge.
And so Jesus fully understood that what was about to happen, this was in a great, enormous task at hand. I mean, this was huge. This is the reason he came. And this is the fulfillment. Yeah. It's go time. Okay? It's go time. And in verse 42, he prays to the Father. Jesus, you know, the word says, withdrew into a spot, a place away from the disciples. And he went to seek the Lord. He went to seek the Father, rather. He says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. I mean, this is Jesus. He has to drink this cup of suffering. He knows this is the greatest thing. I mean, he always existed. He was there in the beginning. And so he knew about this day. He knew the fulfillment. He knew what lied ahead. He knew how this would change everything for all mankind, that a savior would save us from in the most horrible state that we're in, and we'd have to pay our own penalty for sin. That's what makes Jesus so amazing. He was the Redeemer. He rescued us, and everything weighed on his shoulder. Talk about decisions of decisions. Talk about a call. Well, you're talking about the obedience of a call right here. You're talking about the ultimate, because he was about to be pummeled. And I think about those, the woman who came up with her two sons and saying, you know, master, can great teacher, can my son sit at the right and the left hand of you? And he's like, can they drink the cup?
Yeah.
Can they drink the cup? And foolishly, they say yes. And Jesus was so kind and really didn't dismiss them, you know. But he talks about drinking the cup. Yeah. This is the cup of suffering. This is the cup of suffering that Jesus is about to take. And here's the deal. I mean, Jesus surrendered his will for God's will, right? And he was called to this amazing task, and it was time. But many today are not like into suffering at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no one wants to suffer for suffer's sake. But there's a time where you know what? Sometimes you have to suffer. I mean, Jesus himself learned obedience by the things he suffered. Huge. But people are not into suffering. And they're not into being bothered, much less being discomforted. And don't even talk about pain.
Don't even
talk about pain, you know. But all of these are tiny matters compared to the will of God. Don't even match up. You can't even lift them up. And so Jesus had already predetermined that all he wanted to do was to be in the Father's perfect will. I mean, he lived his life to glorify the Father. That's it. To make his Father known, to glorify him. And when we're talking about a will, the will, and actually, you know, by the way, for a believer, the Lord's given us a will. You know, he's given us a desire. But when we're talking about will, we're talking about the ability, and this is how it's defined in the dictionary, deciding upon a course of action, a deliberate choice of action, a plan, you know, a desire. And we all have our own wills, right? We have we have the ability to choose. We have the ability to decide. We have our own desires. And that's what makes us all unique. But when we give our lives to Jesus, right? When we give our life to Jesus, we surrender our lives to the Lord, we're surrendering our will in exchange for his will. We're saying that our best thoughts and our best ideas and our best plans, God, we're surrendering this thing to your will, because we know that your will. I heard someone once say that if God was to give you, you were able to ask God for just one thing, what would it be? And some people, you know, said a wise person who knew God would say, God, you decide. You decide. Because the truth is that God so loves us, he knows us better than we know ourselves. We think that we may want this and this and this and that. Mm-hmm. But God says, I know you. I knit you in your mother's womb. Before the foundations of the earth, I numbered your every single hair on your head. They are numbered. I've got you. It's like, you know, giving a choice to a child and letting them pick anything. You know, a parent's probably going to know best what's the best thing for that child, right? And God's will is always way better than ours. And the Word of God tells us, that in Romans 12:1-2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. It's Romans 12:2. And the thing about God's will, God's desire, God's plan, is that it's good, it's perfect, and it's pleasing.
Yeah.
Hello. sounds like a winner to me. Good, perfect, and pleasing. And the thing about it is that we can never have God's will for our lives, right, outside of God. You know, God has a perfect plan, but we must conform ourselves to the way of God, not to the ways of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have the will of God outside of having God. You got to have God, and you have to have yourself wrapped around the Lord, not wrapped around the world. And that will be tested. That will be tested. But you can make it if you've got God. If you wrapped yourself around the Lord. This wasn't really as much as Jesus asked the question, Father, you know, if there's another way and you can take this cup, you know, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what you can do. You can do anything. There's another will, but not my will, but ultimately God, hey, listen, your will be done. If I drink the cup, I drink the cup, because I know that everything in you is great.
Right.
And when you abide, you open yourself up to the will of God. You see, you can't know the will of God without the Word of God. Impossible.
That's right.
And God's will never contradict his Word.
Mm-mm.
Well, God told me, and I can tell you right now that God did not tell you to do. Well, how do you know? Because God is never going to tell you to do something that contradicts his Word. That was not God, period.
Yeah.
Put it to bed. You know what I'm saying? Put it to bed. And the first step in being in tune with the will of God is to be in tune with the Word of God. It's the first step. We got to abide and spend time with him and know his Word. And as we're abiding, God will continue to speak and encourage us and speak directly to our hearts, and we'll hear his voice. His voice. And it's just so amazing to me when I think about, you know, Jesus and the decision that he had to make. Because he, you know, you can make a decision in your heart, but you got to walk it out. You know, yeah, it was predetermined, right. But the time was coming. This was on the eve of him taking on the sins of the world. And don't forget that when they hurled their insults at him, the Word of God tells us that he did not retaliate. He did not open his mouth. Jesus was not put on the cross because he was weak, because at any moment he could have called down a legion of angels. He could have called down an army of angels to deal with what was happening. It's the fact that he laid his life. Oh, Pilate, you can't take my life. Come on, dude. I lay my life down. I mean, if you just listen to the words of Jesus, his words, he's just so amazing. You cannot be on the fence about Jesus. I mean, the only thing you could do is just love this man. You can just, fully God, fully man, when you hear his words, when you hear his truth, when you hear what he did, all you can do is just be caught up in this amazing, amazing man.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. And he says, you can't take my life. I lay it down. And the word tells us that greater love has no man than to lay his life down for his friend. Mm. So many people are trying to save their life and trying to do their thing and their will and their plans. Mm. Like, come on, man.
Right.
Come on. Are you willing to lay it down? Are you willing to lay it down for the Lord? Ephesians tells us, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Let me tell you something. We're going to be facing some serious, serious days. We've heard the prophetic words. God has spoken to us. God has spoken to many others in the kingdom of God and in the family of God. And let me tell you, unless the church repents, we're headed on this road where we're going to see some difficult, difficult, challenging times in this country. And the Word of God is telling us to be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. For what? To make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, basically, as a result of that, do not be foolish.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, understand what the Lord's will is. We got to understand what God's will is in every situation of our life. God, what are you saying about this? What is your plan? Not my plan. What is your plan? This is how I feel. What do you feel?
Right.
We involve God in the dialogue. We involve God in it's our relationship. And we want to know, because if our aim as a believer and as a Christian, our number one aim is to glorify him. It's the reason why we live and move and have our being, is to lift him up, is that the Lord will be glorified in this one life that we have. And so we understand what God's will is. We understand what his plan is when we do a few things. One is when we understand that our highest value in life is to please him.
Yeah.
Our number one value is to please him. When we understand, when we surrender our plans for his plans. Talking about the will of God. We understand the will of God when we abide with him and his word. To be in tune with the will of God, you need to be in tune with the Word of God. We understand God's will when we don't conform and wrap ourselves around the world and worldly thinking, and we give more value to what the world thinks, but instead we wrap ourselves around what God says, who God is, and what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the will of God. It's very easy for people to run for the will of man and the will of the flesh. We're talking about the will of God.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
And one of the last ones is when our greatest joy is to do what the Father wants us to do. I think about Jesus' words after he was sharing with the woman at the well, and he just basically reads her mail, and the whole village comes to the Lord, and the disciples stumble up upon him. Because they were out and ask him about food or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, my food, this is Jesus, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. And Jesus is saying, that's what nourishes me. That's what gives me life. That is what gives me joy. I'm not talking about food for my belly and my body. The real food, my food, what gives me sustenance, right? Energy, life, and makes me whole is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work, the will of God. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.